welcome back to another Thursday night on Stand Up For News Radio. I am your new host, Mother Tuckin', Tucker Carlson, and this is my aide, Don Lemonade. Say hello, Don.
Hello, hello out there, America.
Just kidding, it's us, Stand Up For News. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Stand Up For News.
Stand Up For News.
Stand Up For News.
You stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Yeah, all right. Finally, it's Thursday. It's 8:30. Stand up for news is back. All right.
Never gets any better. Take out. Don't worry about
it. I'm your host, Mac James, and this is my co-host, Manny Avila. I'm his co-host too.
Thank you.
Say hello, Manny, and our other co-host here, and reporter and anchor, very important guy, the man with the silky tongue, the smooth voice, sounds like velvet chocolate coming in your ear hole. His name is Captain Jim Marvin. Say hello.
Ahoy out there in Radio Land.
Ooh, that's some sweet chocolate.
Dang, dude, my ear just. Okay, I can't say it on the radio, but hey, our other reporter co-host, I'm her co-host, Macha, the very funny Robin Macha Woman Savage. Give it up for her, Sam.
Hello, brother. It was awesome to be here. Hey,
how's your dad doing? Oh, that's right.
My dad ran for Randy Macho Man Savage. He's doing right. That. Yeah, he's Russell is on the line as well.
Russell! Welcome back, WrestleMania, the man who makes all our flyers, the man who comes up with all the names of all these cool ideas like Stand Up For News Live Events, which we have another show Monday.
We do?
Headlining, yeah, Jacoby Bruton. Say hello, WrestleMania.
Woo! Hey, what's up?
Welcome back, my dog.
Russell.
I hope you're here to Stand Up For News. And we did a good pre-show earlier. And then we have a guest today, Mr. Takeout. How we doing, Takeout the comedian?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
I don't know the vibe yet.
Mr. Out is a very funny stand-up comedian. He was invited by Jim. Jim will give him a short interview. So let's get this started. I'll let Jim talk to you for a minute, and then after he's ready, I'll start the stand-up for news stories of the day. Go ahead, Jim. Take over from here.
Thank you, James. All right, Takeout. What got you into comedy?
You know, I really just like joke writing. We would do the dozens thing a lot as a kid and burn each other and just kind of pick fun of each other. So yeah, it feels like a natural transition.
So basically, you've been picking on everybody your whole life.
Yeah.
So are you a bully? Were you a bully?
No, not at all. I was very quiet. You know, I had like a sharp tongue. So, you know, it's like one of those things when I had like a dagger waiting.
Why'd you keep asking for my lunch money outside?
What are some of your favorite spots to perform, open mics around the area?
I got to be honest, there's one that I love, and it's The Gimmick, and that's my place. Right? I'm there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's like it's set up like a little trap house. It's an art studio. There's art. There's neon everywhere. BYOB. I mean, it's really the coolest vibe.
How's the Friday
work?
Do they have an open mic, or do they have a show? I got there was a show going on.
It's just show on Friday. It's the dirty show, and that's, in my opinion, the best local show. It's just, it gets filthy. That's my kind of stuff in the short time I got to know you. It's your kind of stuff.
But I didn't have the $25 cash on me or my wallet.
To jump up? No.
It's like $25 a ticket to get in that night.
Oh, to get in, to watch.
And then he's like, you do a few minutes. I'm like, I know, but I ain't got $25. And I didn't want to screw any other comics. The door was pretty cool, actually.
They're all very cool. They're actually, they got me working the door there sometimes. I hope it wasn't me. Apologies.
Oh, good. Give me $25, son.
So Takeout, why are you called Takeout? Can you tell us?
Just so I could get all the good parking spots.
Takeout parking only.
That's good.
Nice one. Nice.
Where's the whistle?
You got anything coming up next couple weeks or so?
So actually, tomorrow I'm doing The Gimmick Friday Dirty Show, 10 p.m. over in Ybor. Please come out.
Nice.
And then I think I'm doing McCurdy's in a couple weeks. But every Friday I'm typically on that Dirty Show. And like I said, that's where it gets really wild. So I know I got to bite my tongue here on the air, but please come out and hear me get a little filthy. Yeah.
What's the restaurant The Gimmick is right behind?
That's a good question. I've never been there.
My friend bartends there.
Looks like a really nice place.
He comes to
the
show a lot there on Fridays and after work.
It looks like a nice place there. I'm not sure what it is.
It says it's owned by some cool Italian dudes.
Excellent. Well, Takeout, thank you for joining us here. Looking forward to some jokes you have for us here. James, you want to take it away? Get us rolling?
Yeah. Takeout, did you know what the show's about? Did you bring some news to stand up for? Because the news can't stand up for itself, you guys. The news was born without legs, you guys. and it's in a wheelchair all the time. You know, if someone's trying to take the news's lunch money per se, we're there to stand up for it. So I was wondering if you understood the concept. I do read these from cards in case you don't have to mention it four times like someone else did before. Did you bring some news to stand up for?
Absolutely,
awesome.
I did.
All right, I'll start out then. We know the order. Everyone knows Dylan Mulvaney doesn't drink Bud Light. Did you guys know that? Which is why Anheuser-Busch is coming out with a brand new Bud Light seltzer just for Dylan called Witch Sex on the Beach? Which one?
Your turn,
bud.
Legendary folk singer Willie Nelson turned 90 years old this week. Willie reportedly bought himself a tombstone for his birthday. 90 years old and still loves microwave pizzas.
That's my kind of humor. You like that one, Russell?
Well,
that was funny.
Nice.
The big news is Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon were fired from their respective news jobs. They decided to combine forces and start a brand new show called The Racist and Sexist Program.
Who's who in that equation?
Robin, I do believe they're starting their own news network called TMN, the Mansplaining News, and they're going to call their show Can't Tucker Out My Lemon.
Go ahead, Russ.
All right, yes.
WrestleMania?
Yes, WrestleMania. Okay, here we go. All Bed Bath & Beyond stores are closing. Now they'll be called Dead, Broke, and Bankrupt. But at least they still have cashiers.
Where else am I going to sniff candles at?
They're probably still going to mail their coupons out anyway.
I bet Biden sniffs the hair-smelling ones. Sorry, the hair-flavored scent.
13-year-old female girl hair. Sorry, I'll just
stop. With watermelon.
Now we're talking. Speaking of Biden, President Joe Biden on Tuesday announced his re-election bid for the White House in 2024, saying in a video posted by his campaign, quote, "Let's finish the job." Finish the job, Joe? You barely started the job. You haven't woken up and had breakfast yet, pal.
That's funny. I'm glad he's running for re-election and not riding his bike there.
That's a great joke.
All right, so this is a weird one. Leg lengthening surgery is gaining in popularity among men in the U.S. as they attempt to become more attractive. After a survey, it turns out that only 5% of women reported liking men with long legs. Another 5 like men with short legs, and the other 90% really like something in between.
Man, are you pulling our leg here?
That's been long.
All right, Colombian President Petro, the new regime has taken over, is trying to save the rainforest that was nearly decimated by the previous regime. The forest is nearing an ecological disaster tipping point, he quoted, and it would be stupid not to save the forest. The forest was also quoting and responding, saying, "Mama Nature always told me, stupid is as stupid does."
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Reuters reports more young Americans than ever are graduating high school and going the route of skipping college. I didn't even know skipping was a major.
That's what I did.
I got a diploma in that. Yeah,
we all got bachelor's degrees in that.
Their hardest course is To My Lou.
To My Lou 101. From my days, they called it confirmed bachelor's in that.
You get a master's in Skip to Lou when you get the My Darling in there.
Well, that's impressive, My Darling.
Okay, in sad news, Jerry Springer died at age 79. Yeah, making just a heartbroken country wonder, what were his final thoughts?
That's a good one. Well, rest in peace, man.
I believe his final wishes were to have all of his guests from the TV show at his funeral for one final melee.
You can wait for the memorial for that. Throw around his casket.
You're eliminated once you're thrown off the stage.
Yeah. You liking this, Matt?
He's like, what? He just wants to kill himself. Yeah. I've never seen such depression.
Why am I producing this? I'm a trained classical pianist.
Do they know what you see? Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Even started yet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the audience can hear your discomfort.
When you watch the Lightning playoff hockey, that can do it to you.
All right, WrestleMania, you're up to bat, buddy.
Okay, because speaking of Jerry Springer, I have the 6 degrees of Jerry Springer. Celebrity deaths this week include Jerry Springer and Len Goodman. Now, Jerry appeared on Dancing with the Stars as Len Goodman judged it. Jerry also was the original host of America's Got Talent. A lot of people don't remember that. And Jerry also appeared as the Beatle recently on The Masked Singer, which is hosted by Nick Cannon, who replaced Jerry as the host of America's Got Talent. Now, everybody knows that Nick Cannon, father of many children, is hung like a horse. So, and Jerry's most successful video is I Married a Horse. So, Jerry, may you rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP.
You were a ringmaster of daytime TV. The only thing deader than you right now is Wendy Williams' career.
Oh, dang.
Nice.
Brutal.
Back I really don't like that woman.
I can see it.
Why are you going to put a great guy like Jerry Seinfeld in the same room as that?
Seinfeld didn't die. It's a Springer that died.
Springer.
Still, why are you going to put Springer in?
You got your Jews confused.
Oh, my God, I'm dead here. How did this happen?
That's a compared to Penthouse to the Outhouse.
Oh, man. It's the whitest man on Earth's turn. Come on, Jim. Take over.
There you go.
Here in Florida, the Walt Disney Corporation on Wednesday filed suit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, alleging that he has conducted a, quote, targeted campaign of government retaliation. Legal scholars say it's the first case ever in judicial history where a mouse has sued a weasel. Yeah, goes the weasel.
I love how DeSantis is
funny, dude.
I love how DeSantis is becoming a real-life Disney villain, you know? I wonder if they're going to make, like, a Pixar movie about this. That would be funny, you know? All right, let's see. So three obese siblings out of Michigan who weighed a combined 2,500 pounds may set the record for the world's heaviest family. Right. When asked, one of the siblings stated, "I just think obesity runs in our family. I don't know about you guys, but I don't think anybody runs in that family."
I resemble that comment.
Oh. Is that your brothers in you? Is that where you're really from?
How much of that 2,500 pounds did you contribute, Russ?
Oh, man.
Well, there's one brother.
No, I've actually lost weight.
Intelligent life was contacted in our own solar system last week. The chancellor of that planet, it was the planet Uranus, made contact with NASA, and they said that they are sick and tired of us calling their planet by the wrong name this whole time. They said their planet is throughout the galaxy actually known as Myanus.
How did they get that confused?
Speaking of NASA, they actually confirmed their plans to put a man on the moon by the end of the year. What a world we live in. We can put a man on the moon, yet it's illegal to moon a man.
No, it isn't. I'll show you right now.
Definitely not. I haven't been caught yet.
It's not illegal in my house.
But this is Florida.
You seaworthy men are always doing those crazy hijinks with their semen and stuff. Those are semen as in your mates on your boat.
Oh, okay.
Miller High Life was told by the French sparkling wine growers that they can no longer be called the champagne of beer. So Belgium customs crushed more than 2,000 cans of beer that came into their country, causing tens of dollars of beer to be destroyed.
Well, Robin, did you know a following shipment of Miller High Life to Europe resulted in a further 2,000 cans of the beer being destroyed for imitating the protected name of the French cologne Eau de Toilette, after the brewer changed the brand's motto to the more accurate Toilet Water of Beers. But they brought in a shipment to the Netherlands, where the Dutch never turned down the chance to, quote, live the high life.
Yeah, well, I don't even know why they call it high life, because it doesn't get you high, it gets you drunk.
Yeah.
I should call it drunk life.
I gotta say, anytime I like to live. I gotta say, anytime I've seen someone drinking that, they were not living the high life. I gotta say that, you know. All right, let's go. Let's see a. Okay, a man in Petaluma, California, has roughly 300,000 pieces of Star Wars collectible toys, making it the world's largest collection. When asked why he was willing to trade in a normal sex life for 3,000 action figures, he stated it was always hard for him to get good Wookiee, so he decided to go Han Solo.
Uber Eats driver was killed last week, robbed, and then dismembered. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Didn't think that would be funny, right? Well,
those are on point for your jokes, James.
He didn't have to kill him, because if the killer didn't want him to be a member, he should have just gave him a one star. He dismembered him, though.
My God, he's no longer part of the band.
He's not a member of Uber anymore, is what I'm saying, or whatever dismembered means.
A skydiver in Nebraska. He's passed
you're
me the
intercepted. Car. Intercepted.
Oh, my God. You were not joking about your handwriting. All right, random joke. Three teens checked with rock...
Charged
with rock throwing spree that killed a Colorado driver who was struck with a rock that smashed through the car window. We can slap a rock, but not throw a rock?
Get it, Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, okay. Okay.
Wait, there's more.
You're not supposed to get stoned and drive. That's out. Okay.
Yep. But he did rock and roll.
Man, that joke would have been so much better if he wrote legibly.
That's part of the show.
That's totally fine.
I'm so sorry that
I bomb on stage a lot. It's okay. All right. A skydiver in Nebraska was gravely injured after his parachute malfunctioned when he attempted to skydive onto the field of a high school football game. Spectator said it was the most exciting touchdown of the evening.
Okay. A new strain of COVID is emerging, and it's said to cause red and swollen eyes. Health authorities in Tampa are now trying to determine who has contracted the disease and who was just really celebrating 420 last week.
I think I might have COVID.
Oh.
Speaking of 420, I'm a pretty smart stoner, so I only celebrate 420 on January 5th.
That's my birthday.
I reduce my fractions, you know.
That's my real birthday is January 5th.
I am way too stupid for that joke.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get
okay.
a joke, but I know that's my birthday.
I'm from Paul County. Yeah, I got it, but I had to you know, write it down in my head.
I love when Russell goes, when you just hear him after a joke go,
That's so funny. Yeah.
Hey, do you know what time it is, you guys? It's history and jokes, laughs from the past.
Oh.
Who brought some history jokes, you guys?
Laughs from the past.
All right, I'm going to start out with this one. In 1865, the Sultana steamship exploded on the Mississippi, on the river there in Memphis, killing 1,700 passengers. I bet the engineer was in hot water.
Oh!
Put him on juice.
It's his fault.
That needs a whistle.
Oh, yeah, it's your turn still. Or same.
All right. So a headline on the news this week was just a reminder that the fax machine was invented during Abraham Lincoln's lifetime.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that.
If only they invented Netflix back then.
Jesus Christ. Happy birthday.
I have a This Week That's in History funny. Joke. This Week in History, April 28th, 1881, Billy the Kid escaped from prison in New Mexico where he had been convicted of murder. His hope was that he could later become Billy the Angsty Teen.
Russell, any history?
I have one history thing, and anyway, I can't find it now. So just go
find it real quick.
Did you check the second drawer?
Yeah. I didn't check the second drawer, but then I don't remember the date, but here it is. Okay, in this date in 1932, Casey Kasem was born.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Before
yeah.
then, apparently, America never had a top 40.
Nobody reached 40 until that point.
No, that was probably still. You know, if Lincoln had lived longer, he probably still would have been there. Playing with his fax machine.
Also, this week in 1953, wrestler Freddie Blassie coins the term "pencil neck Geek. It is also the same day that Microsoft founder Bill Gates was born. Coincidence?
That's funny. All right, a New Jersey library announced a book was recently returned anonymously after being checked out in July of 1979. Dang. So that means the book was missing for 44 years before finally coming back, just like my father. That might have been his autobiography, I think. I don't know. I have a lot of comments.
In 1996, April 27th today, Martin Bryant became the first, began a killing spree that left 35 dead and 18 injured in Tasmania, a shooting spree. Martin Bryant and Kobe Bryant had one thing in common. Both had great shooting stats. Saddened by the massacre, Taz from the Tasmanian Devil quoted saying this about about gun control laws. Blah, 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 blah. Back to you, Takeout.
Says that about everything.
Always keeping the show light.
History? I'm done with history.
All right, you're done. Go ahead.
You got a history joke, Brad?
No, go ahead.
Take over your back to news.
All right. There's another school shooting in the news this week.
All right.
DJ Khaled, another one. It was a sixth grader who went into his math class and took out a couple kids.
No way.
Jeez. This week's lesson, subtraction.
Oh.
I probably should have saved that.
Nice whistle.
Too bad it wasn't with a machete. Then it would have been division.
All right, we're just gonna keep leaning on that one, a little further.
Speaking of shooting, prosecutors
Why not? Hey, how's the Lightning doing, Matt? What's the score? 4-1 Lightning.
4-1 Lightning. End of two, and we have Chris on hold.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Who?
Oh,
Chris. The artist known as Christopher Wright.
No, he just said Chris. That's all he told me.
All right, let's see if it's the real Chris then.
Well, thank God he called before we get canceled.
Is this the Starlight Collector, Chris?
Yeah.
What's up, my dog? Did you hear my harmonica playing?
Hey,
it's not as cool as your guitar. Did you bring some news to stand up for, Chris?
I guess hi, you know.
Did you bring some news to stand up for, my good sir?
Unfortunately, no. I just wanted to check in and let y'all know that I'm doing good out here. So
you're up in Alaska.
Excellent.
Beautiful country.
If I wanted to know how you was doing, I would ask you.
Stay warm.
Lots of men.
That is nice. That's a whistle.
Stay warm up there and watch out for the bears they have up there, the two-legged kind.
Listen to this one, Chris. This is gay news today. When I was a little kid, I asked my dad what the difference between a drag queen and a transgender was, and he replied, "It's kind of like your mom slapping that soccer mom bumper sticker on my car. It doesn't mean she knows how to play soccer." None of my siblings or I ever played soccer, by the way, and I still don't know what he was talking about. But that's my gay news. Oh, today at Azalea Middle School, the St. Pete police were called when a child was stabbed with a pencil. But he did keep asking the teacher to use the bathroom so he could go number two.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of this the student? John Wick?
Apparently they couldn't find a pencil sharpener.
Let's get back to in order. Where were we?
Speaking of violence, prosecutors in New Mexico plan to drop involuntary manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin for the 2021 shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was reportedly so happy that he immediately punched out two members of the paparazzi.
Oh, wow. And whenever an actor shoots someone on set, I'm always like, wow, what method acting, you know? They're already buying into this role.
Russell, you got one for us? Or
I got one last little cute one here. Okay. The pollen has been so bad here lately that Kid Rock's fans are actually turning their meth back into Sudafed.
It's a complicated process.
And I'm from the meth capital of the world here in Lakeland, Florida, okay?
You need the reverse.
That was a really good joke, bro.
There we go. I live it here in Lakeland.
You need the bizarro Walter White for to accomplish that.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, on Tuesday, legendary singer and civil rights crusader Harry Belafonte passed away in his New York home. at the age of 96. Harry Belafonte, a giant in music and in politics, also had giants as his background singers. The shortest of the men measured 6 feet high, and the tallest nearly 8 feet. Belafonte nicknamed the towering backup singer as his 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
All right. Let's see. And this is silly. An unusual international contest in Spain was awarded a Guinness World Records title as the largest jigsaw puzzle competition in the world. When asked how the contestants felt about the achievement, they all seemed a bit puzzled.
Oh.
2 weeks ago in Florida, a teen from my hometown, Grand Rapids, Michigan, on his spring break, falls to his death from a balcony. It's spring break, not fall break, you silly millennial. Jeez.
James with the lighthearted jokes tonight.
Yesterday, I got to do two real quick. Yesterday, 55 churches in Florida departed from Florida Methodist Church on a virtual conference. That was yesterday. The matter was over issues of sexual, human sexuality, it says. Church is gay now.
Yeah, I was going to say, Florida really puts the meth in Methodist Church, you know?
55 churches.
Exactly.
Methodist Church. They all agree.
Back to Sudafed.
Matters of human sexuality. Church is gay now. That's what.
A recent study stated 30% of American men have used condoms. That tells you all you need to know about modern American men. We're so poor we buy used condoms.
2 minute warning. It's rapid. What do we call it?
Machine. I'm just gonna say
speed round. Fire away. Go as fast as we can.
Speaking of birth control, Ann Coulter tweeted that as a compromise, the abortion ban should only be registered for Republican women. Liberal women everywhere were terrified that they just agreed with Ann Coulter.
Fire away, Jim.
All right, a New York man will spend the rest of his life in prison after hiring a hitman to kill his father, a reputed mafia associate who was gunned down at a McDonald's drive-thru in what prosecutors call a scheme to control a real estate empire built for mob money. Prosecutors in the case say that the culprit would have evaded arrest if his victim had instead went to a drive-thru at a Burger King. You remember their old jingle? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, drive-thru shootings don't upset us. All we ask is that you don't block up our driveway. It's oh my God, it's anarchy over a Burger King. Their slogan should be havoc your way.
All right, so this is me reading James' card, just a disclosure here. Republicans vote to censor Montana's first ever state legislator who is transgender. She can still vote, but she is banned from the legislative floor. Republicans just need to STFU, that's shut the F up, and drink a lot of Bud Light.
Flip it over.
Okay. For the remainder of this session, Representative Zoe Zephyr will only be allowed to make statements and address the House at the end of whatever. I love you guys.
I need a translator. Stand up for you. Sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Yeah.
It's WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.